Chapter 7 Glass Warfare. My father has always been a man of few words, said Gino Seguso, and lately he's been saying fewer words than ever, even to us. It was June. Archimede Seguso was deeply engrossed at his glass factory, making the series of bowls and vases that recalled the night, 4 months earlier, when he stood at his bedroom window and watched the Fenice burn. Gino had invited me to come to the Seguso Glassworks on Murano to have a look at the La Fenice collection, which by now had grown to 80 pieces. It had become Archimede Seguso's obsession. The frenzied aftermath of the fire had abated considerably. By the end of February, Prosecutor Felice Casson had dropped his trespassing charges against Woody Allen. Months later, Mayor Cacciari would officiate at the wedding of Woody Allen and Sun Yi in a private civil ceremony at Palazzo Cavalli, the Venice City Hall. The Fenice's resident orchestra had given its first post-fire concert in St. Mark's Basilica, with a program of passion, hope, and optimism. Gustav Mahler's Resurrection Symphony. As for rebuilding the Fenice, Mayor Cacciari chose to open the project to competitive bids. This course had the advantage of insulating Cacciari from accusations of favoritism or bribery, but it had drawbacks too. The process of solicitation, submission, and judging would take at least a year. Meanwhile, the opera company itself had succeeded in finding a temporary home in time to open its season on schedule and avoid having to pay refunds to thousands of ticket holders. The opera's new venue was a giant circus tent pitched in a parking lot on Tronchetto Island at the foot of the bridge to the mainland. The tent was known as Palafenice, and its six white peaks became a landmark on the edge of the Venetian horizon, a visible reminder that the real Fenice lay in ruins. At Archimede Seguso's glassworks, however, the opera house was still on fire. It flickered and shimmered, swirled and spiraled in the pieces Seguso was making. Gino walked me through the showroom on the way to the factory floor. His manner was warm, good-humored, and correct. In his late 50s, he was stocky, balding except for a fringe of dark hair, and dressed in a business suit. We stood in front of a shelf crowded with La Fenice vases. People picture the flames as being bright orange and yellow, he said, because that's how it looked in newspapers and magazines. They don't realize how much more than that it really was. There were greens and blues and purples. The colors kept changing all night, depending on what was burning inside the theater. My father was as close to it as anybody, and these are his personal snapshots. They achieve an accuracy that photographs weren't able to capture. My father has never made anything like these before. You can see what I mean if you look around the room at the other things. The showroom was a museum of glass objects made by Archimede Seguso from the 1930s to the present day, including a glass table and examples of his famous series from the 1950s called Merletti, lace, in which filaments of colored glass were embedded in bowls and vases. As I walked around the room, I kept my hands jammed into my pockets and my arms pressed against my sides for fear I might elbow one of the larger pieces off its pedestal and send it crashing to the floor.